Commissioners, a quick briefing on license sales from Division of Wildlife. Those listening, Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division. I think you have the sheet there in front of you, number 28. Very similar to what Bob just described on the park side. We are still down in comparative purposes from last year, and a lot of this is a direct result of weather that we've had this past couple of three, 4 months in particular. When you look at the license sales on the resident side, the big one that sticks out there is the combination. Some of that obviously could be related to the winter weather and maybe fewer people buying that combination license early to do some fishing, in particular ice fishing or early spring. To let you know, a bunch of us did get together and put in a special order for nice weather for the rest of the year in attempt to try to rebound some of these sales. So hopefully that'll come to fruition, but no guarantees on weather. Going down to the non-resident side, obviously there's a couple that really stick out. The spring light goose, that was down by about 1,800. You know, that is one of those items that we can't get back. That season's over this past spring. A lot of that is really dependent on how the migration's going. The birds came through very quickly this year just because of the crazy weather that we did experience. And so obviously we didn't have as many of those folks coming in for that hunting activity. Annual fishing license, that's the big one there at a non-resident level. Again, a lot of those could be a direct result that looking at those opportunities for ice fishing and some of the challenges that we had even to get on lakes that folks wanted to ice fish was a challenge there. And some of those will be able to rebound with nicer weather coming in, and some of those we won't. And same way that could hold true for the three-day fishing licenses. So again, similar to parks, we are down right now. Hopefully with some nicer weather where people are anxious to get outside and recreate, and hopefully some of these numbers will start to rebound, and we'll see how things progress over the summer and how that leads into the fall. So just a quick update for you on license sales.
Questions, comments? Guess not.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
So I think we've covered everything. Does anyone have anything on here that we've missed on the agenda? And if commissioners have subjects they want to add to the agenda for June, they can tell us now or just whenever, you know. Oh, Mr. Beese.
Commissioner Beese here. This is for the wildlife department, probably in the Bighorn Sheep Fund. I believe there's a little over $200,000 sitting there for projects. How do I had some individuals approach me about bighorn habitat and how we could work with the Mule Deer Foundation and the and Game Fish and Parks and Forest Service doing another project in the southern part of the hills over towards the Mud Springs, Antelope Ridge Canyon in that area to provide some dispersed water projects in that area. And what would be the process to get that started to see if we could use some of them habitat funds to do that?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Commissioner Beese, I guess what I would encourage those folks that do contact you about that, lead them to or send them to our staff, whether that's Chad Lehman from the Bighorn Sheep perspective, who's located here out of the Custer State Park office, or also Trenton Halfley up in the Rapid City office. Either one of those two individuals would be good individuals to start that conversation with. They can work collectively on a project like that and then begin to make things happen with the Forest Service and other potential partners. From the standpoint of using those funds, those Bighorn Sheep auction license funds for a project like that, honestly, that's just a simple matter of having that conversation with our staff, formulating the projects, and then we'll figure out the level of funds that are needed or other funds that we can match with it to make a project happen. So I would encourage them to go to those staff directly and start that conversation. And if you need any other contact names or info, we can more than happy to get that for you.
Okay. And that's just accounts that I've been aware of that there's money in for habitat improvement and stuff. Is there other groups like, is there other funds sitting, other groups sitting there for habitat for other species that are sitting there that haven't been active or doing much with that we can look into and get those activities started and moving so that money's sitting in accounts for things to do. It ain't doing no good sitting in accounts when it should be out on the land. And what can we do to get those situations going so we're using that money for what it's meant for and more?
Yeah, Commissioner Bees, I guess right off the cuff, I can't give you of an account or a entity that's sitting there waiting to do some things. I would say it's more of the opposite. We have several partners out there. A good example would be the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and their funds that they make available on an annual basis. Some of those funds are from the elk raffle. Some are funds just that they generate. They work closely with us as an agency and other partners to do habitat projects or some that you're describing there. And we have staff that sits as part of that committee to look at projects, programs. There's other opportunities to start partnerships with other entities. You know, Mule Foundation is starting to become stronger, more prevalent in the state as well, and that's a unique opportunity. And even, obviously, we have dollars in our own agency from the private lands program and other habitat dollars and that we have that we can work on projects as well. I guess what I would offer up, if there's something that you would like to specifically see, we could go back and put together maybe an info item or something relevant to that could give more of a rundown of some of the money sources and partnerships that we use and collaborate with to do these types of projects. And we could put something together and just send it to you directly, or if that's something you'd like for the whole commission, we could do that as well.
One of the reasons I was thinking, I just want to explain where I was thinking about this and why I get contacted back in the, I believe in the late 80s, and you can still run across them once in a while today out hunting. I know there's a few in the Nemo, old turkey guzzlers that were put in, and they're all really good projects to go, but once they got put in, there was no maintenance of that.
Right.
And they're just kind of all in disrepair. Well, there's people out on the forest as your permittees that are looking to do these type of projects. They're your maintenance people, and it don't cost you anything. So if we could partner with livestock permittees here in the hills for those type of projects, it helps their grazing, helps the wildlife they maintain. It just seems like a more of a win-win altogether if we could look for those type of things.
And we have done some of those partnership programs, in particular on Elk Mountain that we've talked about earlier here today on Bighorn Sheep, that it was a collaborative effort between Forest Service, us, permittees, and we did that extensive water project specifically for those reasons, for both livestock and wildlife alike. So we're willing to work on those that make good sense and that could be a win-win on both sides. And again, I would start that conversation if somebody has something to do like that with one of our staff out here, and we'll make that discussion happen.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Yes, you're welcome.
Commissioner Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Sharp here. I really like where Commissioner Bees is going. I think the additional items to look at for information would be good, and not trying to make work for somebody, but I think the first thing that, if it would be possible for staff to work with Commissioner Bees on finding out what the maximum amount of water project type things we could do in the Southern Hill would look like. And then what funding would be required to make that happen. If that's something that we could have a report on next meeting, I would think that would be it sounds like a good one to maybe push forward on, whereas the others might be more, you know, conversational at this point in time. But if we could have something at the next meeting, even if it's an information item that this is what's come out of the conversations, this is what we're looking at, this is the scope of the potential project, I think would be valuable for the commission.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Commissioner Sharp, we can certainly put something together for you. We have had staff that have worked with and helped over the years on those types of projects. We can try to pull together some type of inventory of type projects, kind of the status out there and what's going on right now and potential things looking in the future. I will be very open with you. There's been a lot of discussions about guzzlers over the years, and the good, the bad, the maintenance is a big issue of them. Who does those things and placement of them? Do they bring value or do they not? And so, but we could put all that together and bring forward to you some of those projects that are out there.
Commissioner Sharp.
And that'd be good information. I'm thinking more of specifically large animal watering projects in the Southern Hills, I think, is the more timely opportunity. The rest can be, like I say, just information items over time. But if we could get something going over this summer even to get some of that stuff done in the Southern Hills. I think that's a more timely and good opportunity for us to make an impact there right away.
We'll pull some information together for you for the next meeting.
Any other comments or questions? So one of our department leaders, Communications Director Emily Keel, is leaving for a new opportunity in the governor's office where she will be the communications director there, right? So we want to thank you for all your good work. You did terrific work and wish you well. Good luck, and you can still come and see us. Good luck. Thank you. I think we're adjourned. I don't know if we need a motion. If we,
so moved.
All in favor? Yeah. Nobody's against that.